This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. The U.S. State Department has recently determined that Brittany Griner is being wrongfully detained. The Russians have described Griner's case as a criminal offense. Joining us to give us the backside of this story, Aaron Solomon, Chief Legal Analyst for Esquire Digital. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Newell. You've got such a wonderful city, and it's in the news today with all of Drew Brees' pronouncements.
Yeah. He says he may want to play football again. So that's kind
exactly.
of the big polling question as to whether or not folks have an interest in seeing him here again. It'll all be very interesting. Much like this case, Aaron, seems to be an information war going on here, kind of a PR battle as to whether Brittany Griner is legitimately detained or not.
So I felt from the beginning when we learned this information that it would make no sense for her to do what the Russian government accused her of doing. And it's because all of these players who play in places, these women basketball players who play in places like Turkey and China and Russia, they understand that, you know, Americans get the opposite of preferential treatment if they do illegal things. Now, Brittany Griner played 7 years in the Russian top basketball league and was making about $1 million a year playing there for this Russian mining oligarch. For her to do what the Russian government accused her of doing, I'm not saying it was impossible, but it would be such a dumb move that it made no sense at all. So I, for one, wasn't surprised when the U.S. government said wrongfully detained. And we can use wrongfully detained in her case as a synonym for her being a political detainee.
So can we ever find out for sure? I mean, obviously there's not been any evidence presented as of yet through the as it relates to the court proceedings up to this date. Is that correct?
Correct. And the answer is no, we're never going to find out for sure, because unlike the United States, Russia doesn't have rule of law. So this case is going to proceed along political and diplomatic paths rather than a legal path where we're going to like have a transcript with the actual truth of what happened to Brittany Griner. We're never going to know. One day, hopefully, she'll be returned to the United States. She'll get on, you know, 60 Minutes and Fox News and whatever, and she's going to tell her story. And then everyone's going to have to decide whether they believe she's telling the truth.
So why her and why now? This was before the Russian-Ukrainian war started, and she's been there 7 years. Is there anything else that has gone on in her life in Russia that may have made her a target?
No, so that was the why now. When Russia knew that they were going to invade Ukraine, I'm sure they looked around Russia and said, who's the highest profile American athlete we have? Now, the top sports league in Russia is the KHL, the Continental Hockey League. But the highest profile players in the KHL are, you know, Russian players who played in the NHL and want to finish their career at home. The Americans in the KHL aren't super high profile. They looked around and they realized that Brittany Griner was absolutely the highest profile American athlete that they could take.
But what do they get out of this? That's kind of what I don't understand. I mean, you know, I know that there's an announced deal possibly that will do a prisoner swap with a notorious arms dealer, you know, dubbed the Merchant of Death. His name is Victor Bout.
Exactly.
You know, but
you're asking the same question. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're asking great questions. You're asking the same questions that fans are asking, and it's an important question. So I want everybody to think about this in sports trading terms. I'm not trying to be flip, and I'm not trying to minimize how serious all of this is. So the United States have a player, and Russia has a player. So when Russell suggests that Brittany Griner would be a fair trade for this guy known as the Merchant of Death, I'm sure American diplomats are like, dude, there's no way that this is a fair trade. Come up with something more realistic. Now, we know that a few weeks ago, U.S. Marine Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug dealer. My understanding is that those negotiations took about a year and a half. So anybody who thinks that Brittany Griner is likely to be home for like week three of the WNBA season is going to be sadly disappointed.
So these athletes understand the risk, especially in a country like Russia. The lure of the money is just too strong?
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, part of it is the business model of the WNBA. And I'm not going to sit here and suggest that just because it's a woman's sport, you know, the business model from sponsors has to match what happens in the NBA. But the reality is, with somebody like Brittany Griner, the money she earns in Russia compared with WNBA money, she still earns a fraction of what an NBA journeyman earns. So if you're at the prime of your career and you're earning $200,000 or so a year, then, yeah, the allure of earning $1 million plus in China, Turkey, and Russia, not prime destinations for vacations for any of these athletes, is too much to turn down, which is why she was in her seventh season in the top Russian league.
This, obviously, over the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, has really been more and more talked about. What do you think is stimulating that?
Well, you know, I'm going to give an analogy that some people might laugh at, but I followed this very closely as a legal analyst a year ago, which was the Britney Spears end of her conservatorship. And it was actually Britney's fans that came out and put together this Free Britney hashtag that helped propel her case into the public spotlight and made it stay there. I think that while the American government really wanted people not to talk about this, that enough of her fans and family and friends tried the best they could to keep this in the spotlight of excellent shows like yours. And I think that we have to do more and more of this with a bunch of people saying, what about Brittany Griner? Because you and I know, if this was Kevin Garnett, ESPN would do what actually several people suggested today they do, which is have like a Brittany Griner, how many days she's been in detention tracker. And the front page of every major American paper would be Kevin Garnett, day 92 in detention. And that hasn't happened with Brittany Griner, and I think we've got to look at the reasons why.
You think maybe part of it is the relaxed attitude that the WNBA and the NBA have taken as it relates to hashish or marijuana and use of same?
You know, it's a really good question.
As to who the public really believes here. I mean, you know, if one was carrying this, And there is the possibility of the legitimacy of it. It would seem to me a lot of people are like, they do it here, and they get away with it. They used to it here. They can't play without it here. They use it in managing pain or whatever. It's not a bridge too far to think that this is a possibility.
True, but I can tell our listeners that I've traveled over 3 million miles on business. I've lived in places like Beijing. And as somebody who's a Westerner, it's been made very clear to me over decades of that kind of travel, what you do and what you don't do. And you very clearly understand when you travel internationally as much as somebody as Brittany Griner has, what the consequences are going to be. And you're told the consulate cannot help you if you break drug laws in these countries. So that doesn't mean that she still might have thought, hey, I'm not going to get caught. I'm a superstar. I can do what I want. But this really is kind of like a logical break for me as someone who's traveled that much. I think she understood what the consequences would be of being in Moscow's main international airport and getting busted with potentially trafficking amounts of that drug, which is what the Russian government first said. And I can't see her doing it, but maybe she did. I'm just basically giving my opinion. And like you said, we're never going to know, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the flip side to it is if it was a vape pen full of hashish oil, and you were doing this in a country where it's otherwise legal and you pack it, you forget it. I mean, how many people go through the security checkpoint with a gun, you know, that they happen to have in their briefcase that they forgot they had? I mean, it is possible, right?
It is possible. These were planned trips. Like, she was leaving for a FIBA qualifying tournament. So it is possible. It's definitely possible. I don't want to say, because, again, I'm not Brittany Griner. I don't know her personally. I don't want to say that it's not possible. No. I just think when you look at the trouble that she's in now, is that trouble worth traveling with a vape pen? No. But, like, you know, maybe she thought she wasn't going to get caught. I would be very, very surprised. And, you know, it's worse, by the way, in places like China, where if you're going to get caught with certain types of drugs, it's life in prison, period. So I just think that these athletes are told by WNBA, told by the American consulate, told by the embassies in places like Moscow, be super careful what you do.
Absolutely. What do you think happens?
I was just asked on an interview this morning on Phoenix TV about what I see happening 6 months from now, and I'm going to be not a pessimist, I think, but probably a realist, saying I think 6 months from now she's still in Russian detention. Whether that means, by the way, that Russia makes some announcement through their TASS news agency that she's been found guilty, basically without a trial, and she's been sent to a labor camp, or she is where she is now, I think 6 months from now they're still trying to talk about a trade. Let's remember, basketball fans, how long the Sixers tried to get rid of Ben Simmons for James Harden. So, again, not to be crass about it, I think trades like this can take a long time.
No, absolutely. And then you add to all of the international diplomacy disruption that's going on right now because of the Ukrainian situation. This just didn't probably high on their priority list and complicates our priority list as well.
I'm sure it does. You're right. And that's why this couldn't happen. A prisoner swap like this couldn't happen at a worse time, because each day it seems like there's rising diplomatic tensions between the United States and Russia, which is not what you want when you're trying to negotiate a prisoner swap.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron Solomon, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time and the insight, and best of luck to you.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
All righty, folks, that's Aaron Solomon, Chief Legal Analyst for Esquire Digital, on Brittany Griner. Seems to be a lot of unanswered questions, and, of course, we're not going to get much valid information out of Russia by any stretch of the imagination. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.